Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hey, my name is Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for all our beginners out there. And we're talking about a great season that's coming up.
Spring, finally. Finally is coming to town.
All right, so winter's over, the cold days are out, and spring is in. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But we have a key word that we want to take a look at before we get into this, and that is...
Primavera.
Primavera. Okay, primavera means?
Spring.
Spring.
Okay. Primavera.
Awesome. So why don't we listen to this dialogue and we'll be back in a bit.
Por fin, ya viene la primavera.
No más abrigos, ni bufandas.
Solo bermudas y chanclas.
Dile adiós al invierno.
All right, we're back. So now we're going to take you through a line-by-line translation.
Por fin, ya viene la primavera.
Finally, spring is coming.
Por fin, ya viene la primavera.
Finally, spring is coming.
Por fin, ya viene la primavera. No más abrigos ni bufandas.
No more coats or scarves.
No más abrigos ni bufandas.
No more coats or scarves.
No más abrigos ni bufandas. Solo bermudas y chanclas.
Only shorts and sandals.
Solo bermudas y chanclas.
Only shorts and sandals.
Solo bermudas y chanclas. Dile adiós al invierno.
Say goodbye to winter.
Dile adiós al invierno.
Say bye to winter.
Dile adiós al invierno.
All right. So spring is coming. We're losing the scarves and our coats and everything.
Oh, nice.
All right. So
finally to show some skin.
You want to show some skin?
Well, it just depresses me. So seriously, I wore so many clothes.
So many layers.
Yes. I'm like an onion. Seriously.
All right. So why don't we go back to the first line? This exclamation that we have in the beginning, let's take it as a phrase, right?
Por fin.
Por fin. All right. And that means?
Finally.
Finally. Okay. So you can use that in any situation to say the same thing, right? Finally. Don't try to separate it because obviously they will mean different things if they're apart. So take it as a phrase. Por fin.
Por fin.
And then we have ya viene. What is viene?
Viene is the verb venir, which means to come.
Okay.
And we use this verb, we use venir, when something is a fact. Ya viene la primavera, it means like, well, it's here.
Spring is coming.
Exactly, because it's March, right?
Okay, so the verb is venir, but in this case, we are using it in the third person singular of the present form, and it's indicative, right?
That's right.
So third person because we are talking about spring.
Exactly. And you have ya. Ya, it means already.
Okay, so ya means already. So we're making emphasis here that it's already coming, that it's already on its way.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the keyword, la primavera.
Why do we say la primavera?
Because it's feminine.
Okay.
La primavera.
La primavera. All right, very good. So remember that in Spanish, we need to add this la before it, as in saying the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next line.
No más abrigos ni bufandas.
What is no más?
No más is no more.
No more. Okay, so it can be no more as in quantity, like, no, I don't want no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any more. Or no more, we're not wearing it anymore.
No más.
No más anymore. No más. And what is the word for coat?
Abrigos.
Abrigos. Now, in this case, it's plural.
Yes.
So how would it be singular?
Abrigo.
Abrigo. And then we say ni. What is ni?
Ni, it means nor.
Nor. Okay.
So it's like a double negative, right? Because you start with no and then you say ni. No más abrigos ni bufandas.
Okay. So I can say no más abrigos o bufandas.
You can
right?
say that.
Or ni bufandas.
Exactly.
Or y bufandas.
Exactly.
Okay. So you can go all both ways there. And what is a bufanda?
A bufanda is a scarf.
A scarf. And in this case, it's plural again.
Again.
Okay, bufanda. Now, abrigo is masculine and bufanda is feminine, right?
El abrigo, la bufanda.
Very good. Okay, now let's go to the third line.
Solo bermudas y chanclas.
Solo. solo means alone, but in this case...
Well, remember that solo with an accent comes from solamente.
Uh-huh.
And solamente is an adverb, and it means only.
Only, okay.
But if you put solo without the accent, it means alone.
Okay, so masculine for alone. Mm-hmm. Yo estoy solo, I am alone.
Yo estoy sola.
Okay, you are alone.
Mm-hmm.
But solo Bermudas is only Bermudas. Now, Bermudas is... I don't know if it exists in English. I think I've heard it before, but...
Yeah, it does exist. It's Bermudas.
Bermudas?
Shorts.
All right.
It's called Bermudas shorts.
Bermuda shorts. Bermuda pants, maybe.
Yeah. But in Spanish, it's Bermudas. And Bermudas, it's all the shorts that are longer, you know, that go all the way down to the knee or a little bit above. That is considered Bermudas.
Okay, so it's not like soccer shorts that are shorter. These are longer, kind of like skater shorts, maybe.
Exactly.
Okay, or surfer shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what about chanclas?
Chanclas. Chanclas, it's a very, we use it a lot. It's to say anything that is like flip-flops, sandals, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay.
And it's in the plural. Because chancla is one, chanclas is several.
Okay. So, Bermudas y chanclas. Now, in Spanish, we also say shorts.
Yes.
But we pronounce it shorts.
Shorts. Yeah, it's true.
All right. So, kind of like with a CH, shorts.
Shorts.
So, it is common to also hear that as referring to shorts, right? Shorts.
Yes. You can also say calzoncillo corto.
Really?
Yeah, in Spain they say that.
Oh, that's right.
Calzoncillo corto.
And chanclas, you can also say it in some regions as zapatillas.
Mm-hmm.
But in Spain, for example, that means tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm. So exactly.
As always with Spanish, it's very regional, so you can have different words and different ways of saying the same thing.
Exactly.
Okay, and our last phrase.
Dile adiós al invierno.
Dile. Now, this is a command.
That's right. It's a mandato.
Mandato.
Which is the verb decir.
Decir. So, dile. But in this case, telling who or telling what?
Tú. You.
You tell.
Yeah, so it's the second person singular of the imperative form.
Uh-huh.
Dile adiós. Adiós, it means goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Al invierno.
Okay, so now we have another season there. Now, we saw that primavera is feminine, so we say la primavera. In this case, invierno means winter, and it's masculine. So that's why we say...
El invierno.
El invierno. So why do we say al invierno here?
Because al is a combination to a, el.
Uh-huh.
So a plus el is al. Because you cannot say...
A él.
Exactly. A él. It's... No.
There's too many vowels there.
Exactly.
Dile adiós a el invierno. It's like...
A el invierno.
Too much. So just go al invierno.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think it's pretty clear, but to review all this, why don't we go back, listen to the dialogue again.
Por fin, ya viene la primavera.
No más abrigos, ni bufandas.
Solo bermudas y chanclas.
Dile adiós al invierno.
All right, we're back. So talking about seasons, we've seen primavera, which is spring. We've seen winter, which is invierno. How do you say summer?
Verano.
Verano, okay. And what about fall?
Otoño.
Otoño. Okay, so verano is also masculine.
El verano.
And what about otoño?
El otoño.
Okay, so the only feminine here out of the seasons is la primavera.
Yes, because it's pretty.
It's pretty. All right, so out of these four seasons, which one is your favorite?
I would say fall.
Fall. You like fall. When the leaves fall, when everything gets a little bit colder.
Yeah, I think it's just like the perfect season because you're not hot and you're not cold. And then I love the clothing. You don't wear as much clothes.
Like in the summer.
Exactly. It's like perfect. Mm-hmm. And especially places like Shanghai, which are so extreme. If it's cold, it's very cold.
Yeah, if it's hot, it's ridiculously
exactly.
hot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So fall, it's my favorite.
I'm not really used to seasons very much because
that's
in my
true.
Country, we get sunlight, the same amount of sunlight all year, so we don't have seasons.
Exactly. It's true.
So that's kind of cool, though. I kind of enjoy it because... you don't have as much clothes. You don't have like, you know, winter collection and summer collection.
It's true.
You just have your own everyday clothes. And if it's cold, you have one jacket or something like that, or one coat. And if you go to the beach, then you have like beach clothes, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. So.
And you know, when you come from countries where like us, like for example, Mexico is very big. So if you live in the north, you get to be cold. It's also like a jacket or something. But it's funny because then when you go outside and you go to other countries, people, they're always talking about climate. And they look at the Weather Channel every day.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Why? Because we're not used to that.
Yeah.
Every day is pretty, right? It's always the sun.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, we never really talk about the weather. It's like, oh, I heard it's going to rain tomorrow. It's like,
what?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
It's very
we're really
different.
Not used to it, yeah.
Exactly. And Canadians and Americans, they always talk about it.
They're about
like,
the weather.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's so sunny and beautiful right now.
But it is like, a great conversation starter, right?
It is. Yeah, it is,
so
definitely.
How about this crazy weather, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's all the time we have for today, but we're really curious to hear any comments, suggestions, and or questions that you may have, so come to SpanishPod.com, and we'll see everyone there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.